AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Cleveland Police Department will be reorganized under a federal monitor. Mayor Frank Jackson.
We are changing our recruiting and hiring procedures to achieve the goal of having a more diverse police force that is representative of the population it serves.
The city and the Justice Department are announcing an agreement today after an 18-month federal investigation of a pattern of excessive force and other abuses by officers. An Omaha police officer who had planned to celebrate her daughter leaving the hospital 3 months after being born prematurely is being mourned instead by family and hundreds of fellow officers from around the country. Father William Bond at the funeral mass for Officer Carrie Orozco.
All of you who are here to show your respect for Carrie and for all of our law enforcement officials and other first responders who place their lives in danger every day.
Orozco was shot as she and other officers were trying to arrest a shooting suspect. As many as 30 people may be missing in Central Texas after flooding over the holiday weekend. Officials say that includes 12 people feared swept away in a vacation home along the Blanco River. At least 2 people are dead in flooding in Houston that swamped much of the nation's 4th largest city. A 3rd death is reported in Harris County. A federal appeals court in New Orleans is keeping in place a temporary hold on President Obama's executive action to shield as many as 5 million immigrants illegally living in the U.S. from deportation. 2 members of the 3-judge Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals panel rejecting the Justice Department's request to lift the stay, which was put in place by a lower court judge in Texas in a lawsuit brought by 26 states against the president's actions. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 239. This is AP Radio News. Tense moments at the U.S. Capitol and the Visitor Center, evacuated for a while today in Washington as alarms surrounded in both buildings. Eugene O'Brien and his group of nearly 90 Massachusetts high school students were having lunch in the cafeteria when the alarms went off.
No, we didn't see anything suspicious. The food was great, by the way.
Officials tentatively placed the blame for those alarms on a faulty exhaust fan in the Visitor Center kitchen. Amtrak says it will install video cameras inside locomotive cabs to record the actions of train engineers following the deadly Philadelphia derailment earlier this month. The National Transportation Safety Board has been recommending that the Federal Railroad Administration require passenger and freight train cabs to have audio recorders since the late 1990s. They revised that recommendation 5 years ago to include inward-facing sound and video cameras. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.